So as we're pretty clear, we know we are coming up to these high holy days. A week from tonight is Erev Rosh Hashanah. And so for the past few weeks, I've been using this sermon time to help us prepare for the holiday, offering exercises and information and advice. But with only a week to go in this month of Elul, I figured tonight was a good night for a story. It won't take you too long, I suspect, to spot the High Holy Day theme and lesson that's in it. My friend Rabbi Jason Rosenberg is a world-class storyteller, and this is an adapted version of his version of a classic tale featuring Rabbi Yisrael ben Eliezer, the first Hasidic rabbi who was known as the Baal Shem Tov, the master of the good name, or by his acronym, the Besht. The Besht told many stories, but he actually had even more stories told about him, and this is one of them. It's also about a shofar and a shofar blower like no other. You see, the Baal Shem Tov had spent many years looking for the perfect shofar. Knowing how important the sound of the shofar was on the high holy days, he was desperate to find one that would make a sound that could not be ignored, a sound that would stir the very hearts and souls of everyone who heard it. He found many shofarot which were quite wonderful, emitting a sound as pure and pristine and haunting as any fine horn, and found any numbers of them which would have satisfied us, I imagine, but not him. They were each missing something, something that couldn't be put into words, something inexpressible, but something essential. And so the Besht despaired of ever finding his true shofar sound. Well, then one night the Baal Shem Tov had a dream. He dreamt he was walking deep in a forest alone, walking and walking, finally coming to a clearing where in the middle stood by itself a singular tree. The tree grew out of the earth without branches, and as things are wont to do in dreams, it soon changed into a long, thin trunk curving into the shape of a giant ram's horn, a shofar. And suddenly, as what happens in dreams, the Besht was surrounded by all of these people that he knew, all of his disciples on the edge of the clearing, and one by one he called them forth, asking them to make a sound on this miraculous shofar. None of them could get the shofar to make a sound. And then there was only one disciple left, Reb Wolf Kitzes. Kitzes came forward, inhaled, and he blew on the shofar, and a deep, sustained blast, like a voice deep from the earth itself, came out. The disciples all dropped to the ground, faces planted downward in fear and in awe, as the Baal Shem Tov watched in wonder. Kitzes blew only that one note, but it was enough. The note never died. It just ascended straight up to heaven. Well, the Baal Shem Tov awoke, the sound of that great shofar still echoing in his ears, and he decided that he would teach his real-life disciple, Reb Wolf Kitzes, to make the best, the most perfect, the most sacred sound a person could possibly make on a shofar. He didn't only teach him the notes of the required blasts of Rosh Hashanah, he taught him the secret meanings of each sound. He taught him how God had taken the horns from the ram at the binding of Isaac and fashioned two shofarot. One of them had been sounded at Mount Sinai to announce the giving of the Torah, and one was waiting to be sounded to announce the arrival of the Messiah. The Besht taught Reb Kitzes what our sages have taught, that in ancient times the shofar was used to begin a war. And that's one of the reasons we use it on Rosh Hashanah, because we are at war with ourselves. We are at war with our sins, he taught. The Besht taught Reb Kitzes everything he knew about the shofar, including many things that no one had ever known before or since. Well, every day Reb Kitzes would come for another lesson, and he would eagerly write down the great teachings of his rabbi. He was so excited, so grateful to have this chance to delve into these deep mysteries with his teacher. Every day he'd leave the study, he'd leave from his lessons, he'd go home and he'd study his notes, and then when he felt he truly understood them, would meditate on their meanings until he felt the lessons flowing through him, and then he would practice blowing the shofar. And every day the sound that came forth was unlike any that he had heard before. Each day the sound came closer and closer to that sound that had only been heard once before, and that was in a dream. Finally, the day arrived. It was Rosh Hashanah morning itself. Eagerly, Reb Kitzes woke up and got dressed. He grabbed his shofar. He reached for his notes to take with him to the synagogue, but they were nowhere to be found. He tore his room apart. He looked in every corner, emptied every drawer, turned over the bed, tore through his closet, all to no avail. Hovering between panic and desolation, Reb Kitza sank to the floor and realized it was even worse than he thought. It wasn't just that he couldn't find his notes. He had lost the teachings. He could not remember a single thing that his rabbi had taught him. It was as if some mysterious force had come in while he had slept, taken his notes, and stolen his memory. He couldn't remember what sounds to make. He couldn't remember the secret meanings that had been entrusted to him. He couldn't remember the beautiful sound that had come out of that shofar, whose meanings then flowed through him. He couldn't even remember why we sound the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Lost, utterly lost, Reb Kitzis made his way to synagogue, sitting in the back, desperately hoping that something would come back to him, some flash of insight, some spark of teaching. He waited for the shofar service like a prisoner waiting for footsteps in the hall. And when he heard some footsteps, he looked up and he saw his master, his teacher, the Baal Shem Tov himself, standing over him. Reb Kitzis, it's time. Rabbi, I can't. The Baal Shem Tov smiled, a gentle and knowing smile. Reb Kitzis, it's time. Rabbi, shh, yes, you can. Reb Kitzis stood up, bitter tears welling up in his eyes, his throat closed up, his knees shaking so badly he wasn't sure they could carry him all the way to the lectern. He made his way barely and lifted his shofar, his blue, beautiful, elegant, utterly ordinary shofar, to his lips, and with a mind empty of all the great teachings shared with him by his master, he blew forth a sound that filled the room. It filled the room with echoes of itself. Even as it continued to pour forth out of the shofar, it filled the room with sound that blasted the pretense and jealousy out of everyone's hearts and souls. It filled the room with sound that not only rose up to heaven, but carried with it every prayer that had been uttered in that room that day. For a moment that seemed to last an eternity, everyone knew that heaven and earth had been brought together in that one place. Well, later that day, after sundown, when the holiday was over and the service had long been completed and everyone had gone home, Reb Kitzis sat with the Baal Shem Tov in a dark, quiet room and poured out his soul to him. He told him of his forgetfulness, of his panic and his utter despair, and he confessed he had no earthly idea how he had made that sound. The Baal Shem Tov said to Reb Kitzis, "In the palace of the king, there are many chambers, and each one has a lock of its own. But there is a master key which can open any lock, any gate, any door. And when God hears a moment of true honesty, of true sincerity, nothing can stand in its way. Today, you laid your fear on the altar, and you gave God your broken heart, and there is no secret other than that, and no prayer that God desires more." Now, I don't mean to add any pressure to our magnificent Baal Tikkia for our service. Don't tell Dr. Reed I told this story tonight, maybe. But he actually does wonderful in blowing shofar for us as for so many years. And rather than this be a lesson for him, I hope, I encourage you to take to heart for you the lesson from this story. As we come to these high holy days, let each of our voices rise like that shofar. May our thoughts and our words and our deeds reflect the honest sincerity, the pureness of heart that unleashed Reb Kitzis' sound and unlocked the very gates of prayer. May this final week of preparation find us ready to enter into the high holy days, ready to draw closer to each other and to God and to our truest selves. Shabbat Shalom.